Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yes, I was on a equipment loan.
Okay, sure. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yeah, I do. It's 2311.
Okay.
0001-0032-0351.
Alrighty, give me a second here. Is this Donnie Bearden?
It is.
With Bama Pattern Works?
Yeah.
All right, Donnie. Let me go ahead and ask a few questions here. Is this a cell phone you're calling off of? Is this the office phone?
Yes, it is.
Which one, or is it both?
The office phone here is 256-245-3655.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm some information real quick. And we'll go ahead and answer the questions you have about our equipment finance program. I have a billing address down as P.O. Box 1347. I'm not going to say this right. Silicaga? Is that right?
That's good. You did good.
Silicaga. Perfect. Alabama 35150. Is that right?
That's correct.
All righty. And is your business, are you guys incorporated, a sole proprietorship?
Yes. It's a corporation.
Okay, are you an S corp or a C corp, Donnie?
It's a C.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
38 years.
38 years, huh? Quite some time. All right, yeah. If you could kind of tell me what you're looking to do, what kind of equipment you're looking at, we can see, you know, what we'd be able to do for you here.
Yeah, I was looking at a 2011 John Deere 323D track skid loader.
Okay. And so a 2013 John Deere skid loader.
2011.
I'm sorry, 2011. That's what I wrote down. Skid loader. Okay. What's the price tag like on that?
What's the what now?
What's the cost of that?
Oh, it's $23,500.
All right. And are you replacing an old one you had there? Is this a new piece of equipment you're bringing on?
Well, it's something I want to add because I think would be a good feature for me to have. You know, this thing's got. Will take all kind of attachments, you know, forks, you know, to lift stuff, you know, and then, you know, do some, you know, other, you know, work when my kind of work gets on the slow slide, you know, I could use that to, you know, do grade work or whatever. You know, kind of work with it, you know, to make money.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and what does the business do exactly? What do you guys do?
Well, actually what I do, I do industrial pattern making. What I do, I make it out of wood. You know what I do horizontal and vertical industrial pumps. And I make all the components, you know, that goes with the pump, you know, what I do when I get done with it, it goes to a foundry. They make a mold, they make an impression, you know, in the sand, you know, and they pour metal in it, you know, to make the casting.
Okay, gotcha.
They make it off of my pattern, you know, the pattern that I make. And, you know, some of these patterns are pretty large and you know, it takes something pretty heavy to lift them up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let me ask you a few questions here. What did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
I believe it was 130,000.
Okay, and let's see here. What current loans do you have out with the business right now?
Well, I have two pieces of equipment that I've got financed, but they pay off in about, I believe, end of December or January. They pay off, if they'll be paid out. And that's it.
Okay. Alrighty. So you make metal pumps, right? You put in the ground. What is it usually for? Water or oil? What kind of pumps are these?
Oh, this is a circulator pump. You know, it goes in power plants.
Okay.
Pumps the water to produce electricity. You know, and it's just that kind of. Pulp and paper, chemical, hydroelectric, you name it.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Pretty big, and I'm just in with some pump manufacturers, that I make patterns for them.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
They send me a blueprint, and I make that off of that blueprint,
Okay.
The lumber that I use comes out of, I think, California and Oregon.
Okay, interesting.
A special kind of wood that, is commonly used in pattern making. A lot of people think, when you mention pattern making, they think you're talking about clothes, dresses and stuff like that. But that's not the case. And
gotcha.
Take a rough piece of wood, and make, something out of it, and it's really a kind of a dying trade because you don't hear too many young guys getting in it, what else you need to know?
No problem. So what, how would you define your personal credit?
It's kind of, let me explain something. In November, the 20th, 2015, my wife incurred a real bad car accident.
Oh, geez.
And, she was in the hospital 3 months and 9 days, and to this day, she still can't walk.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Jeez.
So, she was paying, I always paid the bills, and let her handle all that stuff, when she had the accident, I'm being perfectly honest with you. I mean, I just tell stuff like it is,
Yeah.
What it is what it is. But, we've never had any, we've never been late on any payments, we've always paid her bills and stuff, but when she had the car accident and I had to take over, paying the bills, I found out some stuff I didn't know. And she had a lot of credit card debt that I didn't know about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so anyways, I'm going to shoot it to you just like it is.
Yeah.
She had about four cars that she had run up a good bit of debt on, I didn't know it was what it was, but But anyway, after seeing what I had, I started, you know, researching and, you know, finding, well, let me back up. I reached out to the credit card. See, my wife has had a pretty hefty retirement. You know, you don't really don't want to fool your retirement money. But I had someone to, this guy was pretty knowledgeable in the banking and, you know, the financial world and all. And he told me, he said, what you need to do is just get with a good debt consolidation company, you know, and you know, go that route.
Right.
So anyway, let me tell you, but first, I reached out to these, because this guy told me that this guy was in some kind of financial, you know, had some kind of financial background, and
right.
He said what those companies do is they go into those credit card companies and reduce whatever that amount is down to 50%. And I never, you know, I didn't know nothing about it. So I said, well, what's the need of me going through them, you know, when I can do it myself?
Right.
Why me pay them money, you know? And so I reached out to these credit cards. And matter of fact, I'm trying to, I'm supposed to have an answer today, and I haven't got it so far, but I've got two car. Well, I reached out to all of them, you know. Capital One is one of them, and I reached out. I got all this stuff wrote down. I reached out to them twice, you know, trying to come to some kind of, you know. I told them, I said, you know, I don't want to walk away from my debt, you know, but you know, I'm in a situation, you know, my wife, car wreck, and you know, stuff, and
right,
and having to deal with that, and you know, I want to work out something, you know, because I don't want to, you know, my credit, you know, is personal credit, you know, go to pot, and they told me that it was like 180 days before, you know, they could, you know, I guess talk about, you know, trying to make some kind of settlement. Because I told them, I said, I want to pay the debt off, you know, and be done with it. You know, I want to pay it off. I had one of them that and I got it worked out with them. It was Discover. And they gave me, you know, a settlement figure, and I was waiting on Capital One, and they wouldn't do it. They said they didn't do anything. You know, it'd be 180 days. And I said, well, I'm here trying to settle up for you people. And,
right.
You know, but they wouldn't do it. And, but I got a little stuff going on with my, you know, personal credit, but really, I've never missed, you know, payments and stuff, but you know, I know these what is it, Experian and TransUnion, I don't know but no, that's kind of it, you know, and I think that these other couple of people I reached out to trying to get a loan, you know, that helped me back. But I've got one company right now that told me, you know, they didn't care about, you know, too much about that, because, you know, my payment history, you know, here at Bama Patterns was always been, you know, it was good, you know, and they told me if I, you know, this guy told me, he said, I think I can get you the loan if you pay 10% down. And so I said, well, let me see about it. He said, I got to get an approval, and he talked to him yesterday, and he's supposed to let me know something today, which I haven't heard.
So is this a loan for the equipment or for some debt consolidation?
No, this is on a debt consolidation.
Okay, got you. Okay, do you have any idea of like a ballpark, what your FICO score is, kind of like a ballpark figure for the FICO score?
Like a personal credit score?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think, to be quite honest with you, I think it's, you know, maybe something like 550.
550?
It was like 760 something.
Okay. And are you, you're 100% owner of the company, right? Or are you and your wife? Okay, you're 100% owner. Okay. You know, we can always still see what we can do. You know, it's a pretty simple process with us. We'll look at 3 months business bank statements, just the first page. And then we'll just look at a one-page application that I can shoot off to you. And then we get you an answer pretty quickly. So, I mean, you know, I definitely like to, you know, swing at it. You know, with your credit being that low, I certainly can't guarantee that it's going to be something we'll be able to do for you. But, you know, there's no harm in trying, and you know, if you need the piece of equipment, we can definitely, you know, take a stab at it and see what can be done.
Yeah. But see, right now, I mean, starting this month, things is really, you know, booming back, you know. But anyway, you know, we can try and see and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, is there a good email address for me to send something off to you out there?
Yeah, I thought I gave it to you a while ago, bamapatterns@msn.com.
Oh, no, I didn't get it. It's bamapatterns@msn.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll shoot you off an application there, and kind of just kind of mention what we talked about with the bank statement there, and yeah, we'll see what we can do, and you'll have my direct line there on the email if you have any questions in the meantime. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds good, Donnie. Yeah, I'll get that email out to you shortly, and then yeah, we'll be in touch early next week. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have a good day. No problem. Take care. Bye.